Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of things there that will help you with your business, whatever you got going on. Whether you're excited about it or frightened about it, we got something that will help you there that you can read, listen, or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, by the way. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Ken Grombach is our guest. Kenneth W. Grombach is the author of The Age Curve. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about what he sees happening is primarily now. He joins us a lot, and we talk about global demographics, but right now he's talking about the U.S., Ken, you're trying to connect the future, a big part of the economy coming up with demographics and housing, right?
Correct. Well, look, 2008 proved that, Jim. Think about it. 2008 was a housing crisis.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was a housing crisis. Now, housing is the economy. The economy is housing. For every house that's sold,
I actually think it was it manifested as a housing crisis, but it's actually I think it's more accurate to call it a mortgage crisis, a mortgage bubble.
I would give you that
because, and the reason I say that is because we already knew how to execute mortgages in an effective and way that doesn't get you into trouble, and we suspended all those rules. We didn't suspend building housing rules. We suspended mortgage rules.
I would agree 100%.
Yeah. So go ahead now.
So what's going to happen is we discovered that we made a ton of mistakes, millions and millions of bad mortgages. So that's got to be fixed. It really has to be fixed. Now, I think we've pretty much struggled along doing what we could, and I mean the federal government doing what it could, the state government's doing what it could, but right now they're just looking at the banks and they're saying, okay, guys, time's up. We have to do something with all these bad mortgages, and the best thing we can do is take them off the market and mediate with the people to keep them in their homes. And once that happens, and it's happening, about 6 weeks ago, Bank of America sent out 200,000 notices to people with mortgages that are in jeopardy, offering to reduce their principals if they acted right now, and then it would actually reduce their mortgage costs per month.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened. When it happens in increments of 200,000, it's not long before the problem is solved. Once the potential foreclosures and the foreclosures are taken off the market, you have the real market, and the real market is robust. It has lots
and,
of
and you've
demand.
Got and you've got a younger generation that's bigger than any that we've ever known that are going to be looking to buy a house, right?
And you have right, and then you have baby boomers that want to retire. So that's movement of money
right.
When money moves.
But here's an issue, Ken, that I'm concerned about. We've got the other biggest generation wanting to downsize. But the generation coming along behind them that might be the best prospect for them is smaller. Are they going to want to buy those houses? And aren't somebody, isn't somebody, and since we already have plenty of houses for the people that we have living right now, really, we probably got enough inventory for a while. Aren't some of these people going to want new houses? I mean, that's another issue, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what you have to think about, too, is our population is growing, and it's growing in the United States pretty close to 10% a year. So people are coming to the country. People are being born, and it's healthy. I believe that there are going to be plenty of buyers. Yes, that's the most complicated part of the package. And I think you're
but are they going to like? Are they going to want the inventory that's available? That's the issue.
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question because the surveys that I've seen on Generation Y, you know, the kids that are just now beginning to get married, you know, obviously they're not going to all buy new homes, but, you know, they have to go live somewhere, is that they want a smaller self-sufficient house. They don't want a 6,000-square-foot starter castle. They want something about 1,500 square feet.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we have some adjusting to do.
There's that, and also there's another thing this younger generation that may throw a little bit of a monkey wrench in your projection there, Ken. Have you dialed into that the fact that many of these in their 20s don't currently have a job? Number one. Number two, they already owe a house on their college loan.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Have you dialed that into your projections?
Yeah, and my sense is, Jim, is that every generation has a problem. We do. In the late 60s, all through the 70s and 80s.
I didn't owe a house when I graduated from college, though.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but you didn't have a job either. I mean, the job.
I did have a job.
Well, you were different. I sincerely believe that this will balance out. I know there are problems. I look at the world, Jim, from a macro sense.
Yeah.
A very macro sense. And the way the United States is moving, especially with the housing crisis, is in a very positive direction.
And I agree with you, but I think we're talking significant recovery. I think we're probably looking 10 years, not 3 years.
Yeah, maybe 10 years before it's perfect that it will never be. But I think inside of 3 years, we will have a strong indication.
I definitely agree with your point about the indication. It won't be there yet in 3 years. We've still got a lot of toxins to work through the system. But
exactly.
I agree with you. But I do think that in, of course, 10 years, the Gen Y folks, they'll be looking for bigger houses too. I mean, it's let me put it this way. We continue, Ken, to live the Chinese curse, right?
Yeah.
May you live in interesting times. The book is called The Age Curve. We're going to talk about something else after these messages with our good friend Ken Kronbach. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.